Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It is 6:45. Tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media, conversations with the candidates for New Mexico governor. This hour, we have a preview featuring KNME-TV's Gene Grant speaking with Republican candidate Steve Pierce.
Number one, I majored in economics, so I understand the deeper flows of economies worldwide, nationwide, but then also for New Mexico. And that's a very limited skill set. A very small number of people have that. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I didn't volunteer to go to the war. I got a low draft number. I think it's the only lottery I'm going to win. Right. And I got free flying lessons, trip to Vietnam. But understanding what we're asking our young people to do, mm-hmm. your commander-in-chief of the National Guard here in New Mexico, and so knowing what we're asking our kids to do, mm-hmm. and appreciating it properly. Then being in business, my wife and I were in business, and I mean it was a competitive business. It was one that international competitors come in and take all your business, you lose your house, your home, everything. So, I mean, you really begin to learn when you're at stake, when everything you got's at stake and there's no safety net. But then when I went to the state legislature, I served on the appropriating committee. And so that was huge background for me, prepared me very well to go to national, to the federal Congress, to mm-hmm. U.S. Congress. And then that experience, I know the programs that we're skipping and missing. New Mexico leaves a lot of money on the table every year mm-hmm. that all we have to do is apply for it.
Right.
And just for instance, and I'm already working, when I spot a target, I get to work on it. There's a program that would pay 80% of the cost of establishing a small, rural, hydroponic, organic greenhouse.
Interesting.
And so I visualize hundreds of them, and so I've already made, this week, put in the application, because I want every small community to have food, because then we have another program that would come in and buy food from those greenhouses, organic food put into our schools, and so your school budget gets better because somebody else is paying for it, and you're supporting your small local business. So all of rural New Mexico, I've visualized these kind of popping up, and on the Navajo Reservation, some of those stores are 100 miles away from from the grocery store. That's and right. Think fresh organic food right here. So just knowing where things are, I bring that wide array of experience and then just total grit. Mm-hmm. Our family started out just very poor. Right. And to get out of the cellar, every one of us had to develop the tenacity to get out. And so when I get into problems, I never wear down. I'd never quit. And so all of those pull together, I think, and so I bring vision and leadership because of those backgrounds, and that vision and leadership is where New Mexico is struggling. Mm-hmm. Our spirit of the people just don't think we can get over the hill. I hear the question a lot, is it too late?
Right.
And I tell people, no, it's not too late. It was not too late for my family, right. And when we got out of it, I can guarantee it is not too late for us.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay on economic development for a second. You mentioned just a second ago, interesting point there. Do you have a priority that you're thinking about already that we need to have for economic development? Is there something that you're planning beyond the hydroponic gardens you just mentioned? Is there an overarching theme to your approach to economic development?
The overarching theme is we must grow and diversify the economy.
Okay.
Right now, I love oil and gas, and it's very important for the state. 35% of our state comes from that. Right. And I love the renewables, but they're not going to provide 35% of our state's budget. Right. And so we want to continue it, but now we need to grow and diversify the economy enough to where the volatility in oil and gas mm-hmm. doesn't affect it. So the problems that we ran into the last 3 years, the price of oil fell worldwide and we had to start clawing back money. Right. So if they're a smaller percent, if we grow the rest of the economy and they stay the same, now then that volatility won't hurt. It's a smaller range that affects us. And so diversify and grow the economy. As we do that now, then the specific plans fall in, I say we've got three columns, and you'll have different companies and industries in those three columns. We got to have a high tech, blue collar, 71% of our kids are not going to go to college, so we need those skilled trades. Right. So high tech, blue collar, and rural economies. And so each one has got their own thing. This Rio Grande Corridor, the high tech, will guarantee we get $7 billion to the labs, and we let most of it go back out of state to contracts. We will concentrate on developing the skill sets to where we get more contracts. Secondly, mm-hmm. spaceport. people say, well, we shouldn't have built a spaceport. We put $220 million in concrete. You can't move concrete around, and it's too far south of Albuquerque to use to park cars on it. And so you're going to use it as a spaceport to lose it. And I tell people I'm not in the habit of losing a $200 investment. I will not lose a $220 million investment. Mm-hmm. Blue-collar skilled trades, welding, construction, electricians, plumbers. Get those in high school where kids who are not going to school, 3 out of 4 kids not going to college, they should have a definite pathway.
That was Republican candidate for New Mexico Governor Steve Pierce speaking with KNME-TV's Gene Grant. In our newscast at 7:45 this morning, we'll hear from Democratic candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham. You can watch the entire program tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.